Today is the feast of St. Maria Goretti, a martyr for chastity. This meditation and the conversation which follows contains mature content. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Maria Goretti. Born in 1890, her father died from malaria when she was just 9 years old. On July 5, 1902, 11-year-old Maria was sitting on the outside steps of her home, sewing and watching her younger sister while her mother worked in the nearby fields. At the same time, 20-year-old Alessandro Serinelli was threshing beans in the barnyard nearby. Knowing she would be alone, he returned to the house and made sexual advances toward Maria, which she rejected. Alessandro threatened to stab her if she did not give in to his desire, but she would not, protesting that what he wanted to do was a mortal sin and warning him that he would go to hell. She fought desperately and kept screaming, "No, it is a sin. God does not want it." Then Alessandro stabbed her 14 times before running away. Alerted by the noise, her mother rushed from the field and found Maria bleeding and took her to the nearest hospital. But her injuries were beyond the doctor's help. The following day, 24 hours after the attack, having expressed forgiveness for Alessandro and stating that she wanted to have him in heaven with her, she died of her injuries. This young woman, not yet 12 years old, had great power. The power to resist sin, the power to forgive, even at the price of her life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Alessandro was arrested and sentenced to 30 years in prison, where he was so unrepentant and violent that he spent most of his time in solitary confinement. One night, however, 6 years into his prison sentence, Maria appeared to him. He saw her in a garden picking 14 white lilies, then handing them to him one by one. This gesture of forgiveness, this act of love, broke open the hardened heart of Alessandro. He immediately became contrite for what he had done. He begged for a priest and made a complete confession. After this miraculous encounter, he completely changed, and he lived out the rest of his prison sentence in humble contrition. Upon his release, Alessandro visited Assunta, Maria's mother, and begged her forgiveness. And she forgave him, and they attended Mass together the next day, receiving Holy Communion side by side. Assunta even went so far as to accept Alessandro as her own son, since he had no family on earth. Soon after, Alessandro entered the Franciscans and lived out the rest of his life in prayer, penance, and humble work. Maria was canonized on June 24, 1950, by Pope Pius XII. Her mother, four of her siblings, and her repentant murderer, Alessandro, were present with 500,000 people, among them a majority of youth who had come from around the world. During that canonization mass, Pope Pius asked the young people, "Young people, delight of the eyes of Jesus, are you determined to resist any attack on your chastity with the help of the grace of God?" And a resounding yes was the answer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Maria Goretti has a message for both men and women. God gave men a greater physical strength to protect women and their children. Women also have a great strength, something more important than physical strength. They have a unique moral strength that serves to protect men. Women have the power of yes and no. Men need the moral strength a woman can give them, the power to show the man what is the right thing to do, and the power to say no, to demand and bring out of the man what is best in him. A woman longs for a man to see her worth, cherish and love her. The strongest desire of a man is for a woman. He will do whatever she requires, because God makes a woman the treasure that only goes to the man worthy of her dignity and greatness. In this relationship, the woman holds the power of yes and no. A woman can use her power to make the man better or worse, to use the feminine and sexual power to arouse men is to squander it, which diminishes the value of the woman, and it makes the woman an object for use. But the woman can wield her power to make men better by demanding that he rise to the level of virtue, that if he wants the attention of the woman and her love, then he must become a better man, a man who is worthy of her value and who will uphold it, cherish it, and protect it. Now, a woman may be afraid to say no to the man out of fear of being rejected and being left alone forever. Saint Maria Goretti preserved her chastity at the cost of her life. Are you willing to preserve your chastity, even at the cost, the prospect of loneliness? It's worth the risk, but I promise you won't be alone. If God made you for marriage, then he will provide the man. So trust God. The fear that you will be alone is a lie from the devil, and it is not true for two reasons. A man may be aroused by a prostitute, but he knows she will not bring the best out of him. What he really wants is a woman who will help him become the most excellent person he could be. And secondly, you can trust God your Father, that if you honor him and do his will, he will take care of your vocation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maria also has a message for men. Alessandro testified later in life that the pornographic magazines and sinful shows he watched led him down an evil path that led to his ruin. Pornography and sexual indulgence lead men to treat women as objects to be used and cast aside. Pornography also leads to physical violence. In every culture in the history of the world, sexual sin leads to a taste for violence because the man is looking for stimulation, a rush. Sooner or later, however, he will become bored with sex alone and turn to violence for greater stimulation, and then he will combine the two. The sexual decadence of the Roman Empire led to the violence of the Colosseum and the martyrdom of Christians. The sexual revolution of our culture leads to more assaults on women, not less, and it leads to abortion and gun violence, and yes, sooner or later, the martyrdom of Christians. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "If a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Then immediately he said, "If your hand causes you to sin, you should cut it off, and if your eye causes you to sin, you should pluck it out. It's better to get into heaven missing a body part than have the whole of you go down into the fires of hell." Sinful behavior and addiction are largely environmental. If you put folks in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving into it goes way down. This is just what classic moral Catholic advice has always said: avoid the near occasion of sin. So men, you gotta figure out what occasion you need to remove from your life in order to get out of pornography. Turn your phone on to grayscale and take whatever measures are necessary, because if you sin through porn, you are going to destroy yourself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Lust tends to grip men. Resentment often grips women. Resentment is an emotion that is a mixture of disappointment, disgust, anger, and fear. We develop resentment when we've been hurt by others, and then we hold on to the hurt and become enslaved to it in bitterness, rather than being set free by forgiveness. And if we don't forgive, then bitterness and resentment become the dominant passion in our lives. Resentment can lead a person to make their life force this false idea. I will become so strong that I will never again be hurt by a man who has failed me, and I must become independent and never rely on another man, nor even upon God, for he too has failed me. Women can experience resentment when their fathers aren't there for them, when men violate their dignity by objectifying and using them in relationships, or when they lose a child. The story of St. Maria Goretti is as much a story of victory over resentment as it is over lust. Maria had no father to protect her. However, she prayed for, forgave, and converted the man who killed her, and her mother, Assunta, welcomed into her family the man who had taken her child. So how can we do what Maria did? We must think about the love of Jesus poured out for us on Calvary. Jesus will never let you down. Jesus is the one who shows you your true value by his death on the cross. Think about God the Father, with whom you are always safe. Yes, God the Father allowed Maria to be martyred, but Maria would tell you that God the Father has worked this for her greater good, and that she was safe all the time in his providential care. Now, I am a very imperfect father, but I would do anything for my daughters. How much more will the Heavenly Father do for you? In this age of lust, pornography, resentment, and unforgiveness, St. Maria Goretti calls us to renew our battle against every temptation and sin, even to the point of giving up our life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend
us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, how did that meditation strike you?
There was a lot in that.
Yeah, well, what in particular were you thinking about?
I think my first thought is, if all of this happened in, what was it, 1902? And under the influence of whatever media he was taking in now, how much worse do you think it is now?
It is exponentially worse.
It's crazy. I think I hear so often from just anyone on the internet or most people in my generation that the sexual revolution and everything that followed is, it's put on this pedestal. Like, that is freedom. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no consequences to it. But at the same time, a lot of the issues that are so controversial right now are stemming so directly from it. And we talked about this a month or two ago when we were doing our series on theology of the body, that just taking in content, especially pornography, has consequences people don't want to acknowledge, whether that's how it benefits the sex trafficking. What's the word there?
Yeah, sex trafficking, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the... We think we've abolished slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Sex trafficking, human trafficking, is... we have more enslavement today and more slave trade than at any point in the history of the world.
But it's just things that people aren't looking at, so yep. They don't have to be bothered by it or connect those. Because obviously the voices that are speaking out about sex work is real work is the common phrase right now. But the voices who are speaking out about that aren't the same ones who are being used by that industry.
Yeah, that's for sure. At the bottom, what we're talking about is that using another person as a means to get what we want will never make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know that perfectly? Because we hate it when we get used.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, you think that, but I feel like there are genuinely people who are okay with being used or only see the benefits of it.
Yeah, they make a kind of calculation that I'm willing to be used at this level because I'm getting something in return.
They don't want it. Being used past their actual breaking point, I guess is the right way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the end, everyone looks back and regrets the way we've used and been used.
Yeah. But it's really hard for them to connect that to their actual decisions, which is a big issue.
But in, I think what drives, it's hard, you can't overgeneralize, but what drives is I'm pausing because I'm reflecting. This is too big to even answer, but what's at the root of all of this?
I think you were right about saying it's about a rush. I don't think it's anything more than that, honestly. For most people.
I would say for men, it's the rush, it's the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I would venture to say that for women, it's the fear of not being cherished and the fear of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not wanted, if you're not cherished, then you're not of value.
Yep. Most of them most people haven't been truly loved in the way that they deserve to be loved. And if they can't have that, they will take second best.
Yeah, now that's
attention.
That's at the root. You just hit it.
They have the wrong idea that if they let men see them that way, then maybe that will lead to love, and it never will. It will lead exactly in the opposite direction.
Yeah. 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 But you're right. What's at the root is that people haven't been loved in an unconditional, genuine way. So they are trying to get it in all the wrong ways, which goes back to that our job is to love genuinely.
But I will say, I think it's a personal battle to some degree. I don't think you can necessarily love someone out of it. They need to learn how to love properly.
But you can do your part.
Yeah, you have to do your part. I'm just saying individually, we all have to do that.
So the question is,
if you feel, what I'm saying is, if you feel like you're not being loved enough, you're not going to fix that by someone loving you. You're going to fix that by loving others better.
Okay. Again, you've come to the heart of the matter. That you're not going to solve your emptiness by trying to make another person love you. We open up to the love of God, which is the only one that can satisfy anyway. And we give love to others. But love is not a feeling. Love is to do what is good for the other. And often doing what is good for the other is saying no.
Yeah. Big time. It's not following those fluttery feelings.
Yeah.
But moreover, I think, and this might be, maybe that topic isn't finished. I think that's, we can go into that for a long time. But the first time we ever did this meditation, I was not the biggest fan of the last point. I couldn't fully understand it, that women are somewhat addicted to resentment in that way. I think I fully understand that now.
What was the change? So it's been a year since we've done this. What was the change?
How personal do you want me to get?
Well, I mean, you have an insight.
Yeah.
You have an insight as a 21-year-old woman that I don't have.
Yeah.
And people would like to hear your insight.
Sure. Well, if I'm being brutally honest, it's that now I'm in my 20s and I've experienced a bad breakup. And my response to that was to be like, oh, I don't know how people trust anymore. Ah. I think for this is the battle I've been in, where I think resentment became who I was. I had seen so many women deal with that, but I couldn't quite comprehend it. I constantly hear, I hate men. Men suck. Don't trust men. Things like that. To a depressing degree. But I've even heard women say that to their significant others, which is very silly and sad.
Yeah.
But I've realized recently that I think we resent to feel strong when we're hurt, but there is nothing strong about it. And I've been trying to focus on the concept of being stronger than my resentment.
Wow, that's insightful.
It's insightful, but it's not easy.
Well, it's also not easy for men to be stronger than their lust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a deep battle for both sexes.
Yeah, it feels like two unstoppable forces hitting each other, but there is much that can be done. It just takes a heroic effort.
However, we can't fall into the trap of relying on our heroic effort alone. Mm-hmm. We have to turn to Jesus and say, This I can't do this. This is beyond me. This is unmanageable. I can't do it alone.
You're
only
right.
Then will we have the strength.
Mm-hmm. I think you are exactly right that I think the tendency when it comes to resentment and hurt is to look in one of two directions. You think, I need to learn to trust others, or I need to learn how to trust myself. But neither option will truly help you.
No.
Trust in God is the only thing you can do, because your trust and your faith in the world and hope can't rely on the actions of others, because they will fail you. But you're also going to fail them. You're going to fail yourself. And the only constant is God.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, Teresa, this is great insight. This is great insight. I think we're going to have to go back, steal from your thoughts for next year.
Oh, gosh.
For this feast day.
Yeah, we'll see where I'm at in a year.
And improve what we've done for the meditation. So
maybe next year they'll all just be like, actually, men do suck, and that's my meditation. I promise I'll try not to do that. Men are lovely, they're wonderful, but this is a call to be better.
No, I will never argue with you. Men do suck.
Okay, they're at least a little gross.
Well, thank you for the good conversation. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.